Your joy no one will take from you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. May, of course, is the month of Mary. And Mary, of course, has one of the titles of Mother Most Amiable. Why? Well, something is lovable and or amiable because it is good. Now, it is a fact that Our Lady possesses the highest degree of sanctifying grace of all creatures. And that means, therefore, that God dwells in Our Lady in a more eminent way than in any other creature. And for this reason, she is more amiable than any other creature. The goodness of Our Lady, when you consider it, there is nothing within her that is not lovable. She is a good mother. She consoles us in our times of trial, if we always turn to her. She has the title of health of the sick and comforter of the afflicted. And so we can always turn to her to receive consolation. That is, if we have a strong and true devotion to her. She constantly looks out for us. And for this reason, she is called the Virgin Most Faithful. She always tends to our needs, always looking for what she can provide for us. She softens the road to holiness by grace. St. Louis de Montfort, as you've heard me say before, says that Our Lady will smooth the path to holiness, which normally has to be accompanied by severe trials and anguish, whereas Our Lady smooths it by grace, because, like a good mother, she doesn't want to see her child suffer, but to come to what is good, which is virtue. She wills only what is good for us, and that means that she ultimately wants us to be in heaven. She is completely selfless. She only allows a devotion to her because she knows by being devoted to her, she will bring us to her Son. And so as a result, she's not really interested in herself, but only in her Son. She has an immaculate heart, which means that her attentions are always pure. She never seeks her own good. She has never, through her entire duration of her life, never sought anything evil, but always did what was right. Her heart was perfectly directed, perfectly ordered towards God. Her heart is perfectly chaste and continent. She remained undefiled, which meant that she never committed any sin. And there is a certain, we say that she is inviolate, which means that she was never violated. Now, some seem to think that this means that she was never even tempted, because either the demons knew that there was no way to even get anywhere with her, or that God protected her so that she would never suffer any type of evil whatsoever internally. She is perfectly merciful. And in this sense, she is called the refuge of the sinners and Mother Most Merciful. Why? Because even though we are grave sinners, she wants to bestow grace upon us so that we may not be subject to God's wrath and punishment, but to ultimately come to her Son. She is admirable because of her excellence and closeness to God. There is nothing in Our Lady that is not amiable. As a creature, she is the most lovable thing there is. In reflecting on her majesty and her purity and the nobility of such an immaculate and pure heart, one cannot help but be drawn to her incomparable interior beauty. Beauty sometimes is defined as that which naturally draws one to contemplation. And so one cannot help but be drawn to the contemplation, that is, if one has a rightly ordered heart, that is, if one has a pure heart himself, and one actually has a strong devotion to Our Lady, one cannot help but be drawn by the interior beauty of Our Lady, which of course is merely, she is the mirror of justice. And so as a result, she is the mirror of God, who is justice itself. And so in seeing that and being drawn to her, we are naturally drawn to her beauty, in that we see the beauty of God and at once desire union with Him. And in this sense, she is the most amiable, because love is that which seeks union. And so in seeing the incomparable beauty of Our Lady, we are drawn to union with God. And in this sense, Our Lady is the Mother Most Amiable, and for that reason, we ought to always render her a due homage and a due love, and to always seek a perfect devotion to her, which is, in the end, a perfect devotion to our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.